Hey everybody, praise the Lord. How you doing? I hope you're having a great day. Amen. I've got a few announcements and then we're going to spend a little bit of time in the Word of God. Well, our Men's Connect group, we're focusing on Dominion Mandate. Every fourth Saturday, our men are getting together from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So come ready. Our next one is February 28th. Come ready to be challenged, strengthened, and empowered. Also, we've got a water baptism scheduled for Sunday, March 15th. If you would like to register, you can register in our sanctuary foyer, or you can call Rosemary Robinson at 856-661-8110, extension 106. Also, we're starting with our life classes of 2026. The first class will be Reclaiming Your Kingdom Authority. These classes will take place on Tuesday, March 10th, March 17th, March 24th, and March 31st from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We're excited about that. It's free. There's no homework, but registration is required, and there will be no walk-ins. No walk-ins allowed. For more information, you can contact Minister Kim Chavis at 856-661-8110, extension 142. All right, Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you for your word that is designed to deliver us, bless us, cause us to grow, cause us to be more like you. Father, we love your word. Holy Spirit, we need you across these devices to give us understanding, to open up our hearts. We open up our hearts. We open up our ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, did I say, I apologize. Did I say I was finished with the book of James as far as temptations? I want to spend a few more minutes on that topic. It's just one more thing that I want to talk about. I want to address trials versus temptations. Trials versus temptations. I also wanted to mention that there's a difference, in my opinion, for us to know the difference between trials and tragedies. Trials and tragedies. Okay? So let's look at the book of James again. I'm going to be reading from the NIV version. James chapter 1, starting at verse 2, it says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Not lacking anything. Then verse 12, I'm going to read that. It says, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test," we have to stand the test. "Having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love them." So there is value to us standing the test. Now we can see from these verses that we all have to face trials. Now, these people, when James was writing to these people, they were going through various things. They were, let me give you the definition of a trial. A trial, this word here is the Greek word pirasmos. A trial is an outward circumstance that can cause difficulty or pose a threat to our faith in God. Let me read that again. A trial, it's a test. It's a proving, right? A trial is an outward circumstance that can cause difficulties that pose a threat to our faith in God. How many of you can attest to that? Look, we face tests and trials, and it's a challenge for us. It challenges us to what? To continue to believe God. To continue a trial, it comes from the out, outward. It comes from outward. And we're going to look at temptation, which comes from inward. But a trial, a test, is something that comes from outside of ourselves. It's an outward circumstance that challenges us to believe God, no matter what, that God is good, that God is faithful, that God is going to deliver us, right? That God is going to uphold us with his righteous right hand. And so these people, they were, in the book of James, the people were, they were suffering or going through trials of, let's say, poverty and persecution. We go through things, believers today go through, have to deal with poverty. That's an outward difficulty, persecution, pressure. It could be sickness. A trial can be sickness. It can be the death of a loved one. It could be dealing with a rebellious child, a job you hate, or you lose your job. That outward circumstance or trial could be going through a divorce, right? It could be fear. A trial can come at us because of fear, and it could be a threat. It could be threats. And I chose the situation of threats. For instance, I just want to remind you of how we as a ministry, we were faced with something called eminent domain. And I've probably shared with you before, but our examples, they come up, you know, at different times. So that was a threat. Someone was coming as a ministry. Someone was threatening to take our property, to take our home, to take our building. That was a threat. And for us, for the ministry, for the members, that was a trial for us, something that we had to get through. And we talked about how James told the people, look, you're going to have to go through trials with joy. Count it all joy, he said, when you fall into various temptations. Not all of our tests are the same, right? But we were going through this threat of imminent domain. Well, what did that cause us to do? That caused us to stand on the word of God, to trust God according to his word in Joshua chapter 1, that God said, wherever the soles of your feet may tread, that have I given to you. And so we had to stand on God's word. We had to stand on his faithfulness. We had to put the, put your money where your mouth is. We had to face that trial, and that was an outward circumstance. We didn't cause that to come on ourselves. It was coming from outside. But God wants us to know we have to be, our faith has to be tested. We had to find out through that, did we really believe God? Do we really believe that God, wherever God puts us, whatever God gives us, as a matter of fact, it's ours. It belongs to us. And when someone comes and threatens to take away what is ours, we're going through a trial, and we're expected to continue to believe the word of the Lord so that we can grow, that we can be strengthened. It says to count it all joy, knowing that the trial of your faith, our faith gets put on trial to see what it knows, to see what we believe. Now, faith, of course, is one of the versions we look at is the Amplified, where it says faith. Faith is the leaning of the entire human personality on the integrity of God, right? On the stability of God, on the word of God. So when things come from the outside, we have to realize that this thing is trying to test our faith in God. Now, Jesus told his disciples, he said, have faith in God. the Hebrews 11:6, it says that without faith, it is impossible to please him. We all have to get to a point where we can stand our ground, where we stand our ground, where we decide that, no, I'm believing God. I'm not believing this outward circumstance that is coming against me. We choose to believe God, to believe his word. That's why we have to know the word of God. When outward circumstance, at least go searching for it to see what it says, so that when we're hit with this trial, which can come out of nowhere, right? It can come out of nowhere. But it's designed to prove to us that we believe God. We have to go through this Christian life having faith in God. We have to go through this Christian life believing that God is faithful to his promises. We all have to live that way. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. We are going to be challenged in different areas of our lives so that it's an opportunity for us to live by faith, to believe God. Again, it says, James told them, he said, count it all joy. Why? Because when we believe the promises of God, we can know, as a matter of fact, if we look at it properly, if we look at a trial properly, we know that, you know, yay, this is another opportunity to believe God, to have faith in God, and another opportunity to demonstrate what we already know on the inside. That must be proven. And it helps us. And so why with joy? Knowing that God will use these problems and tribulations, we can count it all joy because we can use, knowing that God will use these problems, he will use these trials and tribulations to help us become mature and complete Christians. How do you know we have to grow up? Now it can mean that, you know, we're still in the baby stage. It could also mean, I mean, trials can come when we're in a mature stage, but it's still another opportunity for us to mature even further and to be mature and complete Christians, okay? So this type of trial in James chapter 1 and verse 2 through 4, the word trial there, it's this kind of trial, it indicates a trial that has a beneficial purpose and effect. It has a beneficial purpose and effect. And we can go back to 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, saying that God will not allow us to be tempted above what we are able, but he will with the temptation. He's faithful, but he will with the temptation also make a way of escape. Here in James, the just like in 1 Corinthians 10, this trial is to be beneficial, is to have a positive effect, right? This trial has beneficial purpose and effort, again, to cause us to be mature and complete Christians. A trial tests us and refines us, like fire refines gold and silver, which leaves us as a more settled and stable Christian. Okay, I'm reading my notes here, which leaves us when it's over, as a more settled and stable Christian with character. It leaves us as a Christian who is unshakable, strong, and mature. as I was meditating today, I got touched in my heart, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and I could see that, or I could see that God's goal was, God wants us to outlast any trials. When it talks about that we should go through these trials, we should face these trials and let endurance, let perseverance, let our stick-to-itness, let our determination to go all the way to the end, our determination to never give up. Amen? And so God wants to help us. He gave us joy, which gives us energy, gives us stamina. It keeps our hope fresh and present with us, knowing that the trying of our faith brings present. What is the trying of our faith? Let me read it. That the trying of your faith works patience, works endurance. So we need to get to, we all need to get to a point where we have the ability to endure no matter what happens with outward circumstances. So again, God wants us, the reason why he allows trials to come, the reason why God will even test us, right? He tested Abraham, right? The Bible says that he tested Abraham. But 1 Corinthians 10 says that he's not going to test you above what you are able to handle. He will not allow us, should I say it that way, he will not allow us to be tested above what we are able to overcome. Amen? And that's a good thing. We have to find out what we can overcome. We have to know what we believe about God. We have to know what God will do for us. We have to get to a place where we have complete trust in our God. Amen? I'm sure you'd agree with that. So he will allow things to come from the outside, but for us, that just means we're supposed to hold our footing, we're supposed to put our faith foot down, and we're supposed to continue to believe God, that this thing, this test and trial, it's not going to wipe us out. It didn't come to make us fail. It came to prove that we have faith. It came to prove the faith that we always believed we had, or even sometimes we don't know exactly what we believe. Well, we can believe the scriptures, but nothing has ever come to challenge what we believe. So a trial happens to prove that we do have faith in God. Trials, I wrote this note down, trials don't bring faith. The word brings faith. So, you know, the trial isn't to teach us something necessarily, because it's the word that does that. We have to have faith and trust in God. So trials don't bring faith. The word brings faith. So we don't want to get that twisted. A trial is to prove what's already in us and to prove what we already believe. Amen? It's just being proven. And so God wants us to outlast. The reason why we need perseverance, the reason why we need stick-to-itness, the reason why we need to have the attitude that I'm not giving up. I'm not believing anything but the word of God. And so we need perseverance so that endurance, it's also the word perseverance, but it means you're going to stick all the way to the end. You're not giving up. It means you're not going to back down. We have to, I was thinking earlier about we have to keep our eyes on the prize. We have to keep our eyes on the prize. When we keep our eyes on the prize and not the trial, right, then that causes us to have faith. That causes us to have the excitement of blessings received or expected for self or others, which is what the word joy, kara, means. And so when we know, when we keep our eyes on the prize or keep our eyes on the promise, right, then we won't be distracted by the activity, the contrary, the activity that's going on around us, shouting at us like, God isn't going to help you. You know, your faith's not going to work. No, when we keep our eyes on the prize, keep our eyes on the promise, which means we have to stick to this. We have to have the attitude that we are not going to give up on God, and He's not going to give up on us. Amen. And so, so God is just, He's faithful. So a trial can mean difficulties. It can mean pressure. I mean, have you ever been under pressure? Well, pressure, that doesn't mean that we're going to fail. Pressure doesn't mean that we're going under. I remember years ago, Dr. Lamont used to say, what's in you is going to come out. What's in you is going to come out. That's one of the purposes of trials also, so that we can find out what exactly is in us. Do we believe God? Do we trust God? Do we have hope in God? Amen? Do we rely on God? We have to all get to a point where we know nobody can help us like God can help us. He's the lover of our souls. He's the one that wants us to succeed, right? But we have to realize that we have to, again, live by faith. We have to live by faith, right? The just shall live by his faith. And thank God we have faith, all right? So we have to have joy because joy is what's going to strengthen us. I remember Jerry Savelle years ago, he said that if the devil can't steal your joy, he can't keep your goods. So we can go through a trial where it looks like something's being taken away from us, or actually something has been stolen from us. But if we just maintain our joy or the force of joy, he said, the devil can't keep your goods. So joy is going to help us. Again, it's a force. Proverbs 24:10, it says, if you faint in the day of adversity, that's the day of distress, or trouble or tribulation, the day of pressure oppressing, right? If thou faint in the day of adversity, distress, trouble, tribulation, pressure, it says in Proverbs 24:10 that your strength is small. Your strength is small. Amen. So we have to, joy is going to cause us to maintain our faith in God's promises. When that outside circumstance comes, joy is supposed to show up. Said, no, uh-uh. God's got this. God's going to help me. I'm getting through this, and I'm going to be stronger as a result of it. Amen. Now, I wanted to cover one more thing in these verses in James chapter 1. And then it says, in verse 13, it says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned that there's trials where it's the proving of our faith, but then there's temptation. God says when we are tempted. So James didn't want us to be confused, and so a trial comes from outward circumstances. Temptation comes from inward. So James didn't want us to be confused, to confuse and to make excuses for any lusts, any evil desires that come out of us, things that are in us that need to come out. But he wants us to make sure there's a difference between a trial and your faith being tested than it is to be tempted. And they said, when you're tempted, don't say, God is tempting me. We have to be so careful about what we say anyway, because the last thing we want to do is open the door to the enemy to come and attack us even further. So we need, I want us to make a distinction between being on trial, God allowing our faith to be tested, but then there's a whole nother side where the temptation comes from within. Now, we can't put that over on the trial side, you know, and start blaming our lusts. And it says that God won't tempt us with evil, right? So he won't tempt us to do evil. He won't tempt us to disobey him. He won't tempt us to fall into something that we should not be falling into. He's saying that we need to be careful and to examine. So when we're tested about things that are in us, he says we're drawn away, we're tempted. Don't blame it on God. He's not tempting you to indulge in sexual sins or thievery or, you know, any of those things, those evil things that come out of a man. He said, don't get that confused, right? I'll help you. Now, he'll help us, whether it's a trial or a temptation. He'll help us get out of it either way. But one is an outward circumstance. The other one is something that we need to focus on. We need to examine the things that we go through that cause us to be defeated over and over again. That's something that's coming from the inside. And it's something that we have to examine and we have to pray about. And we have to get the scriptures on it and to ask the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit to give us, to help us and to, it takes prayer. It takes determination, you know, that we don't want to stay that way. We don't, we don't want to be pulled. It says, it's pretty drastic. It says, but each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desires and enticed. So my point is today that there's two types of temptations. They're actually two different words. One is a good trial, one that is designed to prove a good outcome. And then there's a temptation based on the evil that's in us. So that's why it's so important for us to grow in the Lord, right? To know the scriptures, to work on ourselves. We can't continue to make excuses for any evil practices that we may be dealing with. Again, God will help us. He will help you to overcome these things. But we shouldn't be making excuses for these things. It's an indication that we got something going on the inside. But God will help us in that as well. So he's saying, don't blame me. Don't blame God when you're tempted to do evil. God's trying to get you through. He's trying to get you to live a life of faith. God is trying to get you to mature, right? God is trying to perfect us. And so we need to make sure that we know that there is a difference. Amen? So God doesn't tempt his people, but he does help his people. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. Father, we thank you that you want to help us. You want to, that you're working on us, that you're working on perfecting us. You're working on showing us that through that our faith in you and faith through you, God, that we can overcome all of our circumstances. We can overcome our tribulation. We can overcome adversity. We can overcome trouble. we can overcome distress through our faith. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're faithful, that you never leave us to ourselves. You are there to help us every step of the way. I pray that we would continue to trust you. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that we would not be discouraged by when we are faced with a trial that is only designed to test our faith or to prove our faith, that we really do believe you. And we bless you. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you for helping us. We thank you for always being there for us, and your grace is always there. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Next week is Healing School, so I'll see you next week. All right. Love you. Bye.